Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here. Jim is a longtime, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in management, changing, helping people to understand change, how to understand how to lead change, how to do a better job of leading your organization in a changing world. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. What else did I miss in your introduction? What else is going on with you that I don't know about?
Well, you know, when we talk about leading change, one of the big things that we're working on right now is automating the process. So we're creating a piece of enterprise software that's designed to help companies lead large organizational change. It's called Constituent Hub. So we're up to our elbows in technology and making all of that as efficient and effective as possible. So
is that pulling my hair out
and having a great time doing it.
Does that include AI?
AI is around the corner with it. We're doing some hard and fast rules, business rules in the software, which will be replaced with machine learning as we go. So
as you go, you got it. You're going to have to do that, aren't you? Well, I've been aware of that project, and you're going to continue to keep us posted on the availability of that, because it's not quite ready to launch, is it?
Absolutely, we've got customers using it in production right now, but we've got some bells and whistles we want to add to it before we bring it out.
Still a little beta, still in a little bit of a beta form. So folks, this is what
exactly.
Jim's talking about. You know, when he talks to us about whatever he's talking to us about, this is what he's got going on in the background. This is what I mean when I talk about the relevance, the energy, the dynamism, the thought leadership of my Brain Trust members, of our Brain Trust members, that you know, they're out there breaking new ground, and you and I are the beneficiaries of what's, you know, what they're working on and sharing some of their ideas with us. So we're so fortunate to have a guy like Jim Cantarucci as part of our world. Jim, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is the what happens when you make a decision in your business. You use the term unintended consequences. And I want to talk about those two words and another word in a minute. When you say unintended consequences of what we do, that oftentimes sounds like, well, something bad happened, right?
Yeah, it's not always something bad.
Sometimes
you
fall into some luck, right?
Yeah, exactly. I always use the phrase, Jim, and I've used it on our show as we've talked together before. I rather than think about a problem, I like to think through the problem. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you're thinking about all of the ramifications. And you're right, it's positive and potentially negative. So what happens because something happens? And understanding that, and we don't know all the answers. We don't have a crystal ball, and we can't think of everything. But going through the exercise, the process of thinking that through and all of the different options, on the break, you mentioned chess. It's a perfect parallel.
Yep.
What's the next move? By thinking that through, it trains our brain and our process about how things are going to work, and we perhaps make better decisions as a result as we walk through our day every single day.
That's
what this is about.
If you want to become a little bit a better global thinker, if you want to become someone who has the ability to do what Jim's talking about, to anticipate the unintended consequences, or as I said earlier, the word I like to use is implications. if you they're those two are pretty well interchangeable. If you want to get better at that, if you'd like to make fewer mistakes, and what I say, Jim, is the things that happen that were positive that you did that you didn't see coming, I'm not going to give you credit for those because you know that was just probably dumb luck if it turned out good when you didn't know it was going to happen, and that's not a good business model. But if you you don't have to become a chess master to do what we're talking about. But I do think that every manager ought to know at least the basic concepts of what you have to do to pursue a chess game.
Yeah, and it really gets down to being prepared, taking the time to think through those possible different avenues, and then what will I do if that happens,
mm-hmm.
and having some preparation in place so that you can react quickly. That's what being nimble and fast is about. It's not moving frantically. It's having thought through that path and having some things in place to be able to take advantage of it. That's
right.
What strategy, planning, and thinking is about.
So one of the examples I know you give is if you choose one person to get a promotion, what was the impact on other people who may have thought they should have gotten the promotion? Can you justify that to them? Do you need to justify that to them, right?
Yeah, sometimes we say to ourselves, well, that goes without saying. Well, it almost never goes without saying. We just say it, right? And so often, let's say I pick one person over another. Well, I might do that because I have plans for that other person, and this isn't the right position for them. And around the corner, there's a position that I want for them. Good leadership, we will have talked about that up to this point. It won't be a surprise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody needs to know that. I picked Tom instead of Susan because Susan is going to be doing this next thing.
But you probably ought to talk to Susan beforehand, right? I mean, and say, look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the teams need to know that. Now, if I think about this, what are the unintended consequences? What are the implications? If I hadn't done that communication, at least it's a tap on the shoulder at that moment to do it right now. And that's helpful in the moment.
Right.
But it also lets you think about the future and be a little bit more complete in your decision-making than just making spur-of-the-moment decisions.
Well said. Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com is the hub.
Two C's on the end there, folks. Jim Cantarucci. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim. I'm Jim. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.